This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Saturday Magazine is Joy 94.9's longest-running news and current affairs show. It's coming to you live right here from Melbourne, the world's most livable city, on the world's best LGBTI radio station. You can listen to us on radio, by streaming, and of course via podcast. We bring you an ever-changing mix of local and national news, current affairs and commentary, all framed within a queer perspective. On behalf of Saturday Magazine, I acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet and pay my respects to elders past, present and future. I'd also like to pay my respects and honour the elders from our diverse LGBTI to TIQ communities. And briefly, Senator Barney Cooney passed away this week. I want to say you'll be greatly missed, Barney. You're a great advocate. You're engaged. You're committed. You'll be sadly missed. Tass is turning up his nose. I'm not quite sure why. Barney was a great senator for Victoria for the Labor Party and a great advocate for many, many communities.
May he rest in peace, Macca.
Exactly. So, what's rung your bell this week, Tass?
Well, Macca, I want to ask you what your reflections on the very first week back of Parliament were like.
I thought it was a bit like a rerun of The Life of Brian.
The Life of Brian.
You know, we had the, for one, you know, the, I don't know what the official name of the legislation is, but the Medivac bill, which, apart from most members of the government frothing at the mouth that this was about the return of the boats. Oh, we're going to reopen Christmas Island.
Well, not. They have.
Well, they have. We're going to, you know, we reopen Christmas Island.
In fact, it was announced while the Senate was actually voting on the very piece of legislation
and
that we're talking about.
That, you know, I know they're not, they don't have great attention to detail, but if they'd actually read the bill, I know it's a novel concept, but read the bill, it only applies to people that are here already offshore, not to new arrivals, right? And despite what the soon-to-be former member for Warringah says, there will
be... The soon former member. Are you that confident that Tony Abbott's going to lose his seat?
Yeah, I know a few people that are working on that.
Including Malcolm Turnbull's son, I believe.
Yes. That, you know, this is, you know, there's going to be hundreds and hundreds of people coming here, which could be true. And it's a matter of doctor shopping. And other members of the government said, oh, well, it'll be Richard Di Natale. And who was the other doctor, they said?
Anyway, I don't know.
Both of who currently don't hold practising certificates.
I heard Richard Di Natale talk about that on Radio National, actually.
Yeah, and, you know, so there is an awful lot of rubbish and nonsense. And this issue... Let's call it Tampa 2. This is the only thing...
No. You got it wrong, Macca. It's an attempted Tampa 2.
I know.
Do you think it's resonating with the community?
It resonates with some.
With some?
Yeah.
Perhaps at the sort of the northern end of the country?
Oh, you'd be surprised.
I may be surprised.
You'd be surprised.
I'm not sure that people are listening anymore. I really don't.
They're not, but don't forget, you know, that very August publishing company News Corporation... every day spew out bile. Bile.
Tell us how you really feel, Macca.
Right? They are a pernicious influence on Australia. And, you know, they hate diversity. You know, they're racist. The journalists that write for them, I know a lot of them, decent people. I don't know what happens when they actually put their copy in, though. So this is an issue that the government is beating up, right? The reality is... it applies to those that are currently in
detention. But do you really think it's resonating?
It is.
You think it's having an impact on electoral outcomes?
Why do you think the Prime Minister and all the ministers are going so hard?
I'll give you my reflections on that.
It's the only thing that they can actually talk about.
That's right. They have no policies.
They have nothing else.
They have no objectives. They have no vision for our nation. Fear is the only tool that they have up their sleeve.
And they're very good at it.
They are good at us, but I think people are a bit tired of it.
They are.
I think people are saying. But I do think people now recall.
People are stupid.
but I also think people know what happened with Tampa now. You know, we've analysed that, dissected it to bits. We know what occurred. And I actually seriously believe that people are now saying, this is crap.
Sorry.
We want is leadership.
So Dean Atali and Karen Phelps. Now, Karen Phelps has, I believe, suspended her practising certificate whilst she's in Parliament. So some government members said that Karen Phelps and Richard Di Natale, they'd be the two doctors that would get on Skype and go, how are you feeling? Oh, you're feeling bad. Oh, OK, we'll bring you to Australia. What a crock. What an absolute crock. Now, that message, Tass.
The naivety of Karen Phelps will result in the Coalition being re-elected this year. These laws could have been put in place when Labor win the election. Will be much closer, unfortunately. Twan. Who's Twan?
It's the listener.
Oh, there we go. Thank you, Twan.
And it will have an impact. It'll have an impact in some marginal seats held by Conservatives. You know, they'll be able to get out there.
I don't know, Macker. I was having a discussion about the state of our politic with a friend who recently had lunch with the former leader of the opposition here in Victoria.
Oh, right.
Who argued that that Labor will hold not just the House of Representatives but also the Senate.
Yeah,
now, that's a very big call.
You need to go back to 1943. John Curtin, his election win in 1943, where he won the House, resoundingly, and the Senate. That's the result that I think we're heading for, and that will only be reduced by issues like this getting some traction with the knuckle-draggers. There you go.
What did you think about the extended question time?
Well, it'd be good if they actually answered some questions. I'm a very political animal, and I watch it. But I get so frustrated.
You actually watch Question Time?
Yeah, I do.
You must have watched it for hours the other day. Apparently it went on and on and on.
Yeah, but you could come back, you know, an hour later and it's the same stuff.
But do you sort of do your ironing as you're watching Question Time or something?
No, Macca. No, I unpack moving boxes.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, the CEO of Virgin Australia. Just like Joy 94.9, we are flying high and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.